Greetings and welcome to Bytes of Technology, a weekly notebook about networks and geek culture, and sometimes robots. Here in the Houston area on Tuesday, the T-Mobile voice and data network suffered an outage. Company spokespeople said the service outage was caused by major network fiber being cut. For hours, T-Mobile customers were unable to make calls or access the internet without being connected to a Wi-Fi connection. Such outages are unusual. In fact, all four major mobile service providers, Verizon, AT&T, T-Mobile, and Sprint, typically offer great coverage for the Houston region, as they do for most international metropolitan major cities. Whistle Out, a website that ranks these carriers, gives each of the four major market players a 100% coverage grade for the Houston area, which is not the case at all for more rural areas and suburbs. In recent years, one of these four major mobile companies has been driving changes in the market for consumers, and that's T-Mobile. Mobile market observers say the company has benefited consumers by driving down prices and expanding options, like bringing back unlimited voice, text, and data plans. Once they did, the three other carriers began filing suit, and overall, prices declined 13% from March 2016 to March 2017, according to governmental statistics. But now, T-Mobile is itching to merge with its closest rival, Sprint. And if it's approved by the government, the new company would retain the T-Mobile name and might be big enough to challenge AT&T and/or Verizon. But if the two companies best known for their competitively priced phone plans merge, what way do you think those prices will begin to skew? And in other news, just yesterday, the Federal Communications Commission announced when it will end net neutrality. That date has been set for June 11th. Wait, what? Didn't they already do that? Yes, back in December, the FCC voted 3-2 to reverse its earlier ruling under the Obama administration that made the internet a public utility. If the internet is a public utility, it gives the FCC the authority to keep its net neutrality regulations, but without those regulations in place. The fear is that internet service providers will begin charging consumers different fees or slowing down access or flat out blocking different types of content. A bill that might just pass the U.S. Senate could restore net neutrality rules, but it would still have to go to the Republican-controlled U.S. House and be signed by the president. For the People's News, I'm Brandon Moore.